Yo, what's going on, people, and welcome back to the Cropper Show. Happy New Year. I go by the name of Big Geordie George, and I'm joined here today by my good friends.
How's it, Mr. Make It Happen?
It's your boy, Fionn, the one you will come to see.
Yeah, man, and we're back this week with another episode. You know, before we get started, there's just something that we need to address. You know, regarding the duration of the last episode.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we need to talk about it, yeah.
Yeah, so where should we begin?
I don't even know where to start, to be honest.
Oh, we should just...
I think you should go on. Lead.
Honest.
100%. And be honest as to when you had a problem with it as well.
Wait. We're not jumping you, by the way.
Oh, it's not about when I had a problem. I just think we should let everyone know that the episode was short because there's been a lot going on. And we were making sure that we still got something out for everybody, even though there wasn't going to be an episode. And we said this year we're going to be consistent.
Yes. Yeah.
So we said, let's do something, get something out, but at the same time, understand that it's not going to be at the same level what we're used to.
Well, to be fair, I disagree with...
Should we do all rise and everything before
forget? Yeah. Sorry, guys. So we've been forgetting to do...
all rise.
Yeah, so, you know, we're just going to do it at the beginning, you know, as that's when a normal court session would actually start. So, all rise. Court is now in session. So, so we did try, to be fair, you know, and the plan was for us to have a window of about an hour and 15 up to 20 minutes.
Yes.
But unfortunately, you know, once, you know, things came into the process, we found ourselves about 35 to 40 minutes
short. Cutting it fine, yeah.
So, you know, we were set up and we decided to continue with what we had planned.
Yeah.
Yeah, as some of us had places to be on that particular day.
Yeah. We don't need to go into it. Yeah. We're not going to throw anyone under the bus. But we had places to be and things to do.
Things couldn't be moved around.
Yeah. And we did try our best to give ourselves a perfect window, you know.
Yes.
There was a lot of rushing around, but unfortunately, I don't know why. Yeah, like, I'm like, why did we start late that day?
It's just set up.
Camera set up, because Junior, who usually records for us, wasn't available, so we got a...
Junior let us down. Yeah. so you can avoid a lot of the abuse to Junior, to be honest.
We can, so it took an extra time to set up. I think that knocked about half an hour off of everything. And then we had to test all the equipment to make sure it was all working, because if we recorded and nothing happened, then it would have just been head loss.
So
that's what happened, to be fair. I know that, you know, Fionn said that he was getting multiple phone calls.
I've got a couple,
And to be fair, you know, I need to...
I wanted to delve into it.
I need to understand why subscribers have your number.
No, subscribers.
No, he said they're ringing me.
No, it was a couple of my friends in there, innit? It's a couple of my friends that watched the pod, innit? Naturally, and they were just like, "Raw, like, that was dead. Like, what is that? That's not what you lot are about. How can you only give us half an hour?" And I was just listening to the feedback and I was like, no, it is below our normal standards. And obviously I'm getting direct feedback. So I thought, you know what? Let's just make sure that...
By the way, we do like feedback. Like,
Yeah. Like, it's good to know. Yeah, and then obviously at least we know now moving forward that even if we are cutting it fine, we should try our best to plan a bit better so we can have a full episode every single time. Because people are expecting a minimum of an hour from us.
Yeah.
This episode will be a bit longer because this is a lot of things.
We need to go through.
To go through, to be fair. So, yeah.
So that's our apology. What is it, apology?
I'm not apologising.
So that's just a statement. That's our statement.
Yeah, that's my statement.
Just so everyone knows where they stand.
Yeah.
So we can start things now. So how's everyone been?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I've been good, man. I've been good. Had a nice New Year's. I'm ready.
Wait, have I not seen you since New Year's?
No, this is our first time linking up for the year.
Yeah, since we recorded. I'm
ill, bro. I've been recovering from that nasty flu that's been out there, man.
You're always ill, you know?
No,
you are.
Listen, this illness kicked me out of the blue. Like, I was fine, but it's because I've moved to my house now, yeah? The house has got one wicked draft.
But are you forgetting that you was sick, like, a week before?
What, this?
Was
he
sick?
No, one.
Yeah, because you caught that thing of
June. Oh, yeah. That was time ago.
And you was in the bathroom coughing.
I remember Junior said that he's sick and then you got it off him. Yeah.
That was time ago. That was time ago.
No, that was last month. That was actually last month.
It was that long ago.
It was literally November.
No, it wasn't. It was last month.
That is technically last month.
No, it ain't.
No, it was
because we just got into
that. But it was November though.
You got me ill. You got me ill. I can't help it if a man...
You might need to take a vitamin.
No, I don't. It's not, man.
It's his diet as well.
Cod liver oil.
And there's too much saturated fats.
There's chicken dippers.
You're dumb. But yeah, if I sound a bit mad, apologies. I'm recovering from a cold. I'm on my last day.
I'm a bit nasally.
I don't sound that bad. I feel like, you know, you can hear yourself. Sounds a bit nasally still. But yeah, I'm a bit ill. Mm. How was your New Year's, Oz?
Oh, well.
We can go into confessions.
Yeah, confessions. Well, I'll be honest with you. I've been hiding something for 9 months. Or 12, no, technically. Is it 12 months? My dates are off.
12 months? That's crazy.
Nah.
What's that?
I don't know.
That's a camel.
It's an elephant or something.
12 months.
But I had my first child, a few days ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Father Els.
And you know what's so mad?
Yeah.
Never would I have thought that Els would have been the first one.
No, never.
Leading by example.
I had no plans. Like, I actually had no plans. And that's further to why I'm not apologising.
We've been busy.
Yeah.
People been having kids.
Labour.
Labour.
When did...
Rushed into labour.
When did the episode drop?
It
Sunday.
Was, yeah.
And that's when the contraction started.
Not New Year's Eve.
See,
there you go,
no,
man.
New Year's Eve. I edited the episode...
In the hospital?
No, I shit you not. In the hospital.
See what I'm saying? People don't realise what's going on, man.
So I'm not like...
Slandering us online.
Is it?
I'm not apologising. I'm not apologising.
The man's in A&E, you know?
Yeah, so...
On gas.
Himself.
I actually tried it. But that's just another reason why we're not apologising for that. There's bare things going on.
Yeah, you have to accept that.
You lot have got an episode.
Yeah.
For the last 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Some episodes that, in my opinion, one is what, 3 hours in total. Like, you lot have got content there, so
yeah.
One half an hour is not gonna kill you. But back to more important things. Yeah, I had my first son.
How do you feel about it though?
Do you know what? Everyone asks that question.
I can't believe.
Els is a dad. Els is a dad.
Everyone asks, but I'm
Els is a dad. It's crazy.
The same. I don't.
You don't feel any different?
Nah.
But you don't lie. Let's be real now.
Yeah.
You said, I asked you, how did you feel? You said that you was close to bawling.
So let's deal with that.
Don't
act all
tough now.
How do I feel? Like, I'm happy.
So explain the bawling. I want to know about it. Because none of us have experienced this.
Do you know what? The bawling, it's a bit depressing, isn't it?
Why?
Because do you know what it is? It's like... Alright, cool, I've got my first son, but there's so many people that can't experience it with me.
So that's
the only reason why, like, I'm so happy.
Cool,
I've got my son, my girl's happy, my mum, her mum, like her sister, like, everyone's happy about it. But there's like certain people I can't say, like, talk to about. That's the only reason.
That's what made you feel a bit emotional.
Like, because you're so happy. You know, like, you would want to share your news with like your parents and stuff like that, or your cousins and this, that, and the third, but obviously you can't.
That makes
sense. Yeah, that's the only
thing. Goosebumps, like hearing that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only.
That makes sense.
The only thing. But watching the whole process.
Did you watch it all?
The whole thing. Well, I didn't have a choice.
Is it very, like. You don't have to go into too much description.
Oh, I wasn't. I'll get my head busted if I did go into detail. But it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's overwhelming.
There's a lot going on. Because there's midwives. And we always said that we're cool with having a student in the room with the midwife.
Okay.
A lot of people are a bit skeptical about that.
What, to learn?
To learn, yeah, but a lot of the midwives, they already go uni.
They already
work there day to day. So like, I know for nurses and midwives, you have to work in a hospital to be on the course.
Okay.
So we were like, it's cool. As long as there's actually like a senior person that can actually run the show or whatever. But I can say like, bro, the midwife, the junior midwife that was in the she was like, everyone was sick. Like, there was all hospitable. There was all like mad professional.
Was there any part where you was a little bit like panicking? Like, I would panic. I know I'd panic
because I'm circumstances. Calm in general. Yeah. Like, not a lot of things really like get me. Oh shit! Like this is mad. That did get me to that stage, but only because we've been there for so long. Because she, I can explain the whole day. New Year's Eve, I always had plans. Get Chinese, get nurse, go sleep.
Yeah. So you put China up on the snap. Yeah.
So I've ordered the Chinese. Obviously, it's New Year's Eve. They've told me, 2 hour away. I said, this is mad. But whatever, this is what I want to do. We've gone now. We're driving. She's just I'm not feeling good. I was thinking, I want my Chinese. this is all I want for the day. So cool, we've got the Chinese, we've got back. And then she just kept saying, I'm not feeling good.
Was it like the contractions or?
Yeah, but obviously she didn't really know what they were. She said, it's not the same.
As before.
No, it's not the same. And it said, and it keeps happening. So I thought, let me time it.
Yeah.
And then I timed it. And then I Googled some stuff. And I said, I think it's contractions.
How often was it?
Oh, I wish I remember, but I think it was like every 5 minutes.
She was getting
like,
contractions.
Like 2 minutes. We found out she was pregnant in like April. We went to like a baby class thing. That's another story for another day. That's probably the bare things that have happened. But yeah, we went to that. So they tell you what to do.
They said,
if you're not a certain progress while you're pregnant, so like dilated or whatever, the hospital sends you home.
Okay.
So she was like, I'm not going to the hospital to get sent home. Imagine you're in pain and they're sending me back home. So we're just in the house, just wasting time, bro. I've had my Chinese, watched some series, started packing a bag. She's doing her hair.
So she's okay?
Yeah, no, she's okay. She's just in pain, but she's just walking around and then she'll stop for a bit and she'll be like, oh, I'm so tired. But it'll be for something minor, like going up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
So it's carried on till like morning times. Then she rang her mum, I think it was like 5 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning. Her mum's had her phone on loud since like last month. She was like, okay, yeah, cool. She's come to the house, we've gone to hospital. And then that's when all the checks, and then they check you in and this, that, and the third, bring you to like the delivery suite. They got some nice, like, they've got like set ups, like beds and shit in there. It's like a whole
set up for pregnant women.
Yeah, like for pregnant women. And then it sounds selfish, but they don't really care about the dad.
But the dad, there's no seat for the dad. There's just a little potty for Elsa.
Nah, they don't really care about the dad, but obviously, I get it, innit? Like, you're not the most important person there. There was like a decent size, like, seat like this.
Mm. Yeah.
And you can recline it. But obviously.
What if that was for you?
But I'm with my mum.
So she had that.
Take that. I'm on a soldier rhythm thing. On like a chair like Jordan's. And just like
no neck support, nothing.
Just a bro, balled up jacket. But like even the midwife kept asking me, like, are you alright? Or I've slept in worse places. This is fine. Like there's heating, there's water. They don't feed you either.
No
like,
food.
They feed the pregnant lady, but everybody else, you're not getting fed. But the midwife snuck me out a cheese sandwich from I don't know where the fuck she got it from, but it wasn't even buttered. the whole situation.
Where even buttered?
Just bread and cheese.
No, it's brown bread and cheese.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah, just brown bread and cheese. And because it's New Year's Eve, you can't order nothing.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I didn't, like, M&S was shut. Because where we had the baby, there's an M&S in the hospital. What else was everywhere was just shut. But the whole watching the whole process and like the pain and I said and you know it's on record. I'm done. I'm not doing it again. Like, I swear that I don't want to do it again. I even went Costco today and I was looking at the Durex section. I was thinking, bro, I'm not.
My dad said the same thing, but he said it after my brother. No, he said, so when he had me, my dad was like, all right, cool, got my son. And then when my mum was like, Colin, I'm pregnant again, he was like, oh, shit. So he went to the doctors, and these times my dad was like, I think he was like 30. He went to the doctor and he was like, right, can I get a vasectomy?
He was like, I looked into it.
He's like, my woman keeps on getting pregnant. And they were like, you're too young. He was like, you're way too young to get a vasectomy.
I looked into it still. I can't lie. I can't do this. I wasn't even carrying the baby, but I said,
but
this,
it's a lot.
It's a lot. Like, my sleeping pattern's finished. Like, the baby sleeps throughout the day, but it's at night they wake up.
Yeah.
It's just bare noise. Mm. But yeah, it all went well, like, thank God.
Yeah, man.
I think there's...
No, congratulations.
Yeah, no, big up. Big up, still.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Like, you see Els here. I'm honest, Els, you're a role model, Els. You know? Yes, what you're doing in the community. No, seriously.
You're a leader amongst men.
No, I swear now, because, bro, me and
Fred. We're caught!
We're far off here.
I don't even have a woman.
But we have the
pregnancy. I don't even have a woman.
Like, you see, Els, I feel like Els has just done things the right way. Like, he's in the hospital. Like, he loves his woman, like, his baby's
his
there,
in-law's
like,
there.
He's there together, like, it's just happiness, like, we are, Els, we're years behind you.
Yeah, we are.
Like, we are years behind you, bro, you got miles on us.
Yeah.
We can't catch Els.
Yeah.
Fiona's tried, though.
I've tried.
I've tried.
Like, the thing is, yeah, bro, like, when it's time for me and Fiona, yeah, to be where you are, only God knows what you're going to be on.
Yeah, what your son's going to be a big man.
A big man. Looking at us like, fam, bro, you might what?
He'll be having his own kids.
Yeah.
Maybe having his own, my kids are gonna be friends with your kids' kids. That's crazy.
Yeah, we're cooked.
Because that's at least 22 years.
That's where I'm at the moment.
18 if he fucks up.
Fucking hell, man.
No, trust me. Els is like the poster boy of
how to pattern
a relationship. Yeah, of like eternal happiness. Like, yeah. Like of eternal happiness. Trust me, it's the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
Like. Trust me, bro. We're cooked.
Friend.
Like, we're cooked.
Feels
trying.
Is it really that rough?
There's nothing much out here, man.
Because I see things on, like, TikTok and Twitter, and I think, it's kind of...
Like, don't get twisted. There's some good women out here, but they're few and far. Few and far between.
Yeah.
What? You got to dig deep.
Yeah, man. And a lot of women are suffering with trauma from previous guys and this and that.
Do you know what I can say?
It's hard, man.
As fucked as it is, yeah. Most of my female bridges, they're yammeds. So they can't...
Yeah.
But that's
like the stupid decisions that they're making, bro, it just doesn't make sense. They're probably thinking I'm indirecting them, but if you think I am, I'm probably talking about you.
Bro, the female friends that I've got, I think you're just stupid, like, you're dumb.
I think for me, it's a mindset thing, you know? Like, I think I meet good women, but like when I'm speaking to them, like I was saying to my younger cousin the other day, yeah? And I was like to him, I think where a lot of women don't realise, you see, like, when you're dating, they're on a trial period in terms of before we actually commit.
Yeah.
And I feel like some of them don't realise that some of the mad things that you're doing literally will go against you.
Yeah, 100%.
Because if a man's dating you, he's going to see how you move in so many different ways.
Because you two are both damn good. Any little thing is a forget about it.
No, not forget about it, but it's
no,
like...
No, but you see, for me, I've got an alert system of certain things that, so like it will be like how do you act in an argument? Like how do you resolve conflict?
That's important.
Yeah, because you see, for me, I like peace.
Yeah.
So I can't be with no one that's just on straight carnage and straight arguing all the time. Or if something happens today and we resolve it, and then tomorrow, then you bring it up again.
You're still on the same madness, yeah.
So for me, that's a red flag for me, yeah? Like, already you're done, yeah? I need, somebody that's got a willingness to understand, yeah? So even if you don't agree,
yeah.
Do you know what?
At least I can understand.
I need somebody kind.
That one's hard still.
Yeah,
that one's hard.
I need someone kind. You know, like just kindness. Yeah. Like, you know, like someone loving.
Is there anything that you're willing to compromise on? Because I feel like we're at that stage now where, like, there's certain things we have to accept. Most women are mad.
Kids.
Okay, so you're willing to accept a woman with children now?
So, child.
Oh, one child. Okay.
So before, I was like, no, but child.
Can she be a little bit mad?
No.
That's hard. Because you know people can hide madness.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
You know madness can be hidden and it just comes out. Happened to me. Come out a year later. Oh. Couldn't believe it. I was like in a horror film. I was like, oh my days. Is this who you really are?
Yeah, I'm
to not, hide madness, you know.
I'm not on the madness. You see, like any kind of madness, I'm gone.
Yeah.
And I feel no way about leaving from madness. Like I'm not on that. Like I'm proper.
Yeah, Jordan's definitely got a mad detector.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm not on no madness. Any form of madness, I'm out of it.
Do you know what I've realized as well? So I didn't even mean to cut you. Yeah, do you know what I realized? There's a downside to having a girlfriend that's funny.
Why?
So, all right, cool. You can run jokes, you can say funny things and aha, like, look at this or yeah. Look at your shoes, look at that. Like, oh, you look like this and they can say the same things back to you. Like, oh, look at your shoes, look at this, look at that. But there's certain times, say if you go to like a family function and she'll do something like, oh, look at your auntie's shoes. Shit like that. Bro.
That's crazy. Where like that's that. What your girl's on.
Bro,
look at your auntie's shoes, this is crazy.
Now, things like that, yeah. Because I do the same thing. Like, I might be at a family function or like a wedding or as bad as it sounds, like a funeral or something like that. Like I'll make a joke.
People watch.
Yeah, it'll be funny to me because it's not my uncle, it's not my butt. When the tables are turned, that's actually like your auntie or your cousin or whatever. You think, nah, it's not fucking funny.
It's speak.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's definitely dark here. But you're leading the way, Els, man.
Yeah.
You're leading the way, man.
Yeah, I'll just say I got lucky, to be fair.
Yeah, like you're flying the flag. And honestly, you know, there's people like myself and Fionn that really look up to you.
What do you think I'm joking about? I'm not even joking.
Being single in a while, I just don't know how bad it is.
Els, it's dark. Once you get past 30, it gets dark.
Because knowing how I get fed up with people, so I just don't think I'd probably be on the same path as you lot, to be fair.
Yeah, it's just...
So I see right here in London right now, but there ain't nothing going in London.
Yeah, I was talking to my family about that. I feel like my person might not even be in the UK.
Mine's not.
Yeah.
I don't think your person's in the UK.
I think I reckon like I could find myself a little sweet one in like Atlanta or something. But who's going to Atlanta?
You got to book the flight, innit?
Make yeah, but I can't. There. What? Go. Book.
I hit the club.
All single women. I'm here from London. I'm here for 2 weeks. Please submit your applications.
Who wants to be a wife?
Do you know the streets of Atlanta? It's mad.
I'm a good man. I'm a good man.
The town cry,
imagine in the outfit as well.
Yeah. But you have to wear like the cardboard. It's the cardboard thing. Looking for wife.
I think you should go Barbados, you know.
Barbados?
Like
I ain't been there before, you know.
I think they have a factory just churning out sexy brown women.
In Barbados.
They call it gas station or whatever. Yeah. Be one there. There'll be someone packing your bags in the grocery store. Like, I think you should just go there.
Trust me, I'm telling you. But London, just forget about it now.
No, I think, to be fair, it's getting to that stage. Because, like I've said before, I think when you leave London, people outside of London just appreciate man so much more. Go Netherlands, they're on you. France.
Yeah.
Jamaica.
America.
Bro, they just appreciate you.
They do.
So maybe I should.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah, they do. Because I think I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
I think I'm a pretty sound.
You lot of villains in somebody's story.
Let's be honest, you're not a good guy. You're villains in somebody's story.
We've given you all this praise, and that's how you just slap us in the face like that.
But, sorry, go on.
It's dark, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Congrats.
Thank you very much, guys. Well done. Yeah, man.
Let's kick off with questions anyway. So we said that we was going to talk about role models. So let's name our top three fictional or non-fictional male role models.
Liam Neeson.
What, as the actor or?
Let me just look, like, you see him.
This is, no, this could be really bad.
No, wait, listen.
Go on, let him go.
He's somebody, yeah, that fights for what's right. Yeah. He protects his family. Yeah. And he goes to whatever cost to ensure.
In Taken, you're talking?
Yeah.
Are you talking about strictly in Taken or are you talking about as a whole?
Strictly in Taken. Why, do you know something that I don't?
He decided, was it a black man? He's like raped. Let me get the actual article so I'm not.
Paraphrasing.
He raped a black man.
No. Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson raped either his, like someone close to him, and they described it as. Let me find it.
Gross.
That is bad.
This is who George is looking up to.
That's why I said, are you sure?
Oh, no.
Liam Neeson raped a black man.
That's Liam Neeson. Wait,
that's disgusting.
Liam Neeson in Racism Storm after admitting he wanted to kill a black man.
Liam Neeson raped a black man.
You have to stop.
Wait, did someone get raped? A black man? Wait, what happened?
Someone raped someone close to him and they described him as a black man. And he went out to go and kill. He said, I'm going to kill
a black man.
A black man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
That's crazy. Yeah, what, just any black man he wanted?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah. No, I forget.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I was saying.
You lot are mad.
Just stop.
You lot
that's not even funny.
No, I'm still stuck on that. But Ben said, you butchered the story.
He said, look, no, he said.
But he gave us the wrong information.
That was him. He said, I didn't say he raped somebody. He just threw that out there. I didn't.
No, yeah, no, you said it.
I come back, George, because you started off, you were like, I said it once, and then Fionn was like, he raped a black man. I said, wait, guys. I was even told you to stop, and you kept on going,
Fionn. He said he walked the streets with a weapon for a week, hoping to take out his anger from someone close to him.
On any black man?
On any black man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, that's crazy then.
No.
Yeah.
You can't blame the whole black race for one person's doings.
Yeah. That's why you don't really see much of him too much, because when things do, when he comes back out again, people tend to think you're racist.
Yeah, I change it.
I might just go to Spider-Man or something.
Sure, he done something.
Spider-Man.
I'm sure Spider-Man's got a dark past as well.
Spider-Man, he's a pretty stand-up guy.
I'm trying to think who.
I got one. I'll say the Honourable Marcus Garvey. Wait, why is that so funny? Jamaican. Hold on. No, what are you talking about?
Because you're so Jamaican.
Well, the Honourable Marcus Garvey. That's a serious man. Do you not know about Marcus Garvey?
I know about Marcus Garvey.
Do you know about Marcus Garvey?
Because
you don't know about what he's done.
Go and tell him.
You don't know what Marcus Garvey done for black people.
This is a whole number six episodes.
Tell me. Because the thing is, now you want to protect black people because you're just laughing when you thought that Liam Neeson fucked a black man. And now suddenly it's black power.
No, listen. Marcus Garvey, he was a pioneer. And he had the right, he was trying to build black wealth, black community. And he was even trying to get black people to go back to Africa. That's why, have you heard of the country Liberia?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that was the country where Americans, slaves, went back to and started there? Why are you looking at this?
No, this isn't the
point for me. No, but how do you know that is?
I'm listening.
No, sorry.
Because to be fair, yeah, I like when you give like history, not when you do things like, yeah, I'm gonna record myself going to give blood.
Remember, there's a blood drive next week, and you don't give any sicker soul history.
I saw you tag me in that.
There's a blood drive next week.
Yeah, let's go.
A blood drive.
What's that?
Giving blood.
Giving blood.
You on it?
Yeah, you know.
Okay, good. We're going to film some stuff. So make sure you're ready for that.
What do you mean?
But like, Fionn...
What's Fionn? What's Fionn film?
Yeah, I need to see Fionn actually going and...
I've been doing it, though.
Well, where is it?
I'll give you the details. I'll put the details.
I can see them taking Fionn's blood, yeah? And then they got it in the thing and they're just like... No, Sway Mr. Denton, but you just cannot use this.
That can break it back, isn't it? That's what it is to see how pure it is.
That's fucked up.
No, but what I was saying is, Marcus Garvey, he was a pioneer for black people. So he's someone that I would say I look up to, the Honourable Marcus Garvey.
Okay.
Absolutely. I would say him. I would say, who else would I say? Non-fictional.
Yeah, and fictional. Yeah, yeah.
You know my man from Pursuit of Happiness, the dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name.
I don't know what his name is. But you see, that was one time I watched the film and I got a lump in my throat. Pause.
What the hell is going on here?
No, but
Chris Gardner.
No, but
you need to stop giving blood. It's making your lightheaded.
Mashing up your head.
It's making it my lightheaded, you know.
But a lump in your throat ain't poor. It sounds pause, but it's a saying though. Lump in your throat. It's like when you're
feeling enough now.
When you're getting choked up.
Enough.
You get choked up.
Ah. But yeah, when he was in the toilet...
Man choking on Fionn, you know.
No, but...
No.
You know the bit when he was in the toilet with his son?
Yeah.
And they were playing the dinosaur game. And he was holding the foot on the door.
Yeah, no, that was sad. That was actually proper
that
sad.
That had me in bits, bruv. So I'll say he's up there for me.
For me, yeah. I'd say that Ian Wright is a very good role model.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen, well, actually, you lot watch football more than me. His name is like a negative.
Like, thing. Ian Wright, yeah, is somebody that's loved by all football fans. Like,
he's a nice fans. Character, he's a nice character.
Yeah,
like, I don't even watch football now, but I rate him a lot.
Yeah,
like, he's a trailblazer.
And he stands up for what's right. Like, he always speaks out against like women, sorry, guys. Like women and like racism and things like that.
Yeah,
like,
he's got a big voice.
Yeah, like anytime there's like a player or somebody that's going through something, like he stands up for them. Like he always makes sure that he's locked in. Like
when I met him once, he was mad. Like,
chilled.
He pulled up on a motorbike, like some Harley looking thing.
Yeah,
spoke to everybody. Stuff, yeah. Chilled for the day. Like he was just mad. I'm thinking, bro, you're a big deal.
Like, I met him one time, I done a show one time, and he was sat in the front row. And he was, and then he came and spoke to me afterwards, like, he's proper cool guy. So, yeah, him.
Yeah, you're right, Steph. I think that's, I can definitely, I want to steal that one now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's actually a legend for Arsenal still.
Yeah.
Off the back of that, actually, I might say, and I don't even, I don't watch for Arsene Wenger. I feel like for the majority of you lot's lives, he held you lot down for many, many years.
Yeah, no.
And I never saw his name in headlines.
It's just towards the end he kind of went a bit.
Was it mad?
A role model though.
Yeah. For holding it down for all them years.
He's big for English football, you know. He changed English football.
Yeah, does that make him a role model?
He changed English football.
He changed English football.
So how was your role model to you?
Okay, so think about this, yeah. For you to change something, yeah, that means that a lot of people must follow what you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're a role model to some people in some sort of way. So for example, say today everybody said, all right, I want to grow half of my head with dreads and get a fade on the other side. And everyone started doing it. Yeah.
It's an
impact.
So how did Wenger
impact?
Elves is
you can correct me if I'm wrong. The amount of time he was in the job before,
mm-hmm.
despite all the pressure he would face and everything else that would go on during like seasons and with teams, he was still respected and still remained in his position. Whereas I see now, yeah,
people just chop and change.
Chop and change. There's a certain level of respect. I'm sure if people, if he reached out to people now, people would still respect what he had to say.
Yeah,
100%. Because I'm sure he's got a job at like FIFA.
FIFA, no, yeah. He's very highly respected in football.
He's very respected.
But I don't know many other managers that for so long.
Ferguson.
You can add him to the list of people.
Nah, he's not part of mine.
Yeah,
absolutely not. No, I would say, do you know who's... Well, I was thinking, yeah? Someone that I always kind of saw back in the day and thought, nah, this man's doing this thing. Trevor McDonald. He's from young, though.
He died.
Is he passed away?
I don't know.
No.
Hold on.
Trevor McDonald's not dead.
Oh,
you thought he's dead? Is he dead? He's not dead.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He's alive.
Thank God.
Is he?
Praise be. I thought he was dead.
No, he's 86.
He's just retired, right?
Yeah, he must be at 86. What else he did? I think he's got a podcast.
Yeah, big him up, man. Because think about it, he's not even British. Well, he might be British.
He's from Trinidad.
But yeah, he's not. He wasn't born here.
Yeah.
And to be in that kind of position.
Like the face of the...
Come on, man. As a black man.
He must have faced a lot of racial
abuse. They must have been coming for him all the time. So yeah, I'd say Trevor McDonald, definitely someone that I look at and say, you know what? Shout out to you, man.
Shout out to you still.
So who we got? So we got Ian Wright.
Trevor McDonald.
Yeah.
Arsene Wenger.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
And Mahatma Gandhi.
No, Marcus Garvey.
That's the one.
What did it say? Mahatma Gandhi.
Marcus Garvey. Yeah.
The Honourable. You have to put the Honourable.
Yeah, Marcus Garvey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pursuit of Happiness guy as well.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. What's the guy's name in Pursuit of Happiness? Did you get that?
Christian Sutton or
whatever. Yeah, whoever that guy is.
That bloke.
Because he's a real person.
Yeah,
it's based on a true story.
Yeah. So that guy.
Who else is there? Can we say Ned Stark?
Of course.
You watch Game of Thrones? Oh, you won't understand.
Why do you not put Ned Stark so high?
That's an honourable man.
Honourable man.
Honourable man. Stands by his family and by principle.
Bro, let me not lie, yeah. You see him, yeah? I think that every single person that's watched Game of Thrones was pissed when he died. Like every single person.
That's down to you now. Game of Thrones has been out for years. No,
that's on you, mate.
You haven't been out for long. I'm not the only guy that hasn't.
It's too late.
You just spoiled Game of Thrones for like, I would say pretty much average 5 views, 2,000. 4,500 people.
It came out. You had no intention of watching it.
Junior, it came out in 2011.
If you ever watched it
for. Both. Over 2,000 people just there.
Bro, if you haven't watched Game of Thrones by 2026, you're not on watching Game of Thrones. Bro.
No, I'm on it, but like, I'm getting there.
Why? What have you been doing?
What are you waiting for?
Stuff.
Like what?
Right, I'm watching Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. That's a spin off of Breaking Bad, isn't it?
Apparently, it's better than Breaking Bad.
No, I wouldn't take it that far.
Game of Thrones over that.
Because it's better than all of them.
Let me not lie, yeah? You'll watch Game of Thrones and be like, oh my God, wow, that look was so right.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, but now I'm not because you spoiled it for me.
No, trust me. That doesn't even spoil it.
Trust me, that doesn't spoil it.
I want to see how you're feeling. I can't feel like that anymore.
Trust me, you will.
You don't know when it's going to come.
Junior, let me not lie.
When you die, I'm going to be like, and you, like, I'm going to be watching that. Like, you're going to pass away soon.
Junior.
I'm not going to feel sad anymore.
Junior, I've watched Game of Thrones 4 times, bro.
And it still shocks
That's
you.
How mad it is. I've watched it 4 times,
robbed
bro.
Me of an emotion.
Bro, you're going to feel many emotions watching that. I can tell you.
But that's what, like, I'm not going to have the same. When he dies, I'm expecting it now.
That's just the tip of...
Yeah, tip of the iceberg. Bro, that's nothing. That is nothing.
But yeah, Ned Stark.
You got to apologise to everyone though. No.
Apologise to themselves for not tuning in.
Nah, that's mad.
Yeah, they're 15 years late.
Isn't it?
That's mad.
Yeah, Ned Stark.
Yeah, Ned Stark, 100%.
Yeah, when you think about what he done, even like, Jon Snow, welcoming him into the family.
Yeah,
a lot of things he was doing.
Not even his youth.
Where's my AirPods?
Like, do you know what, yeah?
That was really
If Game of Thrones was us, you'd be Ned.
Genuinely?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's how you're moving right now. You're
moving like an honourable man.
I'm moving like Theon in there. just cut off my balls.
Three on Greydra. You're done. Reek. He was washed.
He ended well though.
Yeah, but still. Yeah. But
it was the most honourable story.
Like, do you know what he was like? Yeah, he was like somebody who used to get bullied in school, and then said, "Bruv, do you know what?
I'm gonna move.
I'm not having this no more." Like,
yeah.
But it's too late. He's in year 11.
Who would you say you are?
John Snow. John.
No chance.
Tyrion?
Nah.
Who's my man that married off
he'd be like,
what's Ned's what? Daughter? But then they didn't really like
what, him. Joffrey?
Nah, not Joffrey. Not Joffrey. No, this isn't really ruining it.
Who?
Is his name Littlefinger?
Oh, he was a nasty bit of work. Littlefinger, right, he was a backstabber.
He was not that one.
Littlefinger.
It's John.
Nah. Get the book we were.
Samuel.
Who's Samuel?
Samuel Tarly.
The pussy?
No.
He was a pussy.
No, he tried. He tried. He always tried.
He was with Tilly.
Yeah.
What he mean?
Or
stepfather.
Or the lesbian
The lesbian.
Yeah, is she not a lesbian? Who? The big one.
She slept with my man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she slept with a hound.
Not the hound.
Yeah.
Or maybe he could be the hound.
Not the hound. She slept with the Kingslayer.
Oh yeah.
Or the hound. Reckon Jordan could be the hound.
So you say that he could be Brienne.
Yeah, or the hound.
Of Tarth.
Els is Tyrion then.
Els is definitely Tyrion. There's a lot of similarities with Els and Tyrion.
Yeah, we need to put the pictures up.
Because the man's a midget.
We say these names though.
Because the man's a midget. Els and Tyrion.
And he likes to drink.
I'm trying to think who Jordan would be in Game of Thrones though. Who's just
actually an honourable man.
Full of jokes. Full of dark jokes.
The hound is funny.
The hound is funny, but I don't think he was. I need to think. Oh, Jury, let us know who you think we would be.
Yeah, give us,
For everyone who's watched Game of Thrones, obviously people like Junior that ain't watched it, don't get involved.
And if you haven't watched it, go and watch it.
Yeah, go and watch it.
You just spoil it for them.
It doesn't even matter. I swear on, bro.
Just watch it.
Like, this series is the best series that I've ever seen, ever. And that's not even my thing normally.
Yeah,
but I've watched that 4 times, and that's the only thing that I've watched 4 times.
It's actually top tier still.
It's actually that good.
But yeah, anyway, let's move on from that anyway.
Wait, is it still question time?
Yeah.
Oh shit, sorry, that went on for a while, didn't it? I might have asked this before, but tell me if I haven't. Has there ever been a song that you sung as a child, but you haven't, like you shouldn't be singing it?
I think we've done that already.
We did that already. I'm all over the place.
Why are you just gonna pop down this question?
No, because we've done it already.
Yeah, no, I did ask. I didn't think. Yeah.
So
we've done it.
But he's prepared a question.
He might not have realized. It's an old question.
Yeah, no, Jordan.
We've done Ludacris.
This season, but not from this season.
It is. Remember, it's about Ludacris.
I thought I was the MTV base question, but that's it's a long.
That was the MTV base question. It was.
It won't.
I can't remember, bro. I'll be honest. But no, Jordan, if you've got a question, I'll just get another one.
What is something that you wouldn't do as a father?
Flipping hell. That's flipping hard.
I'm not gonna
beat my kids. Because my dad didn't beat me. Once he did.
Really?
Just once.
But you did something stupid, didn't
it? I got lost. Got lost in Jamaica.
Oh,
so he was panicking because I remember he was in the post office. I went walkies for some reason. I thought he left, but he was still in the post office. So I've gone walking down Spanish Town High Street by myself. I was like 8. Then I've linked my dad outside the post office, but I can see the fear in his face. But as he sees me, he's like, "Where was you?" I was like, "Oh."
No, but the thing is though, that's why he beat you.
Yeah, that's why.
Because you're in Jamaica. Yeah, and he would have looked weak if he didn't do it. But as he's doing it,
he's looking around. He's looking around.
Airboy!
You see that? This is in here.
to do that on a high street in Jamaica.
But the peer pressure got him. The
peer pressure looking him. Around for approval, saying, yeah, fix him, yeah.
And I know people would have walked past as well.
But you know what's mad? This is the scruff of my neck, you know. Yeah.
Yo, but sorry, stupid. What's your...
Yeah, you're done,
you're
done.
Oh,
that's why he done it.
No, but...
He done it for approval.
I will never beat my kids, though. That's one thing I won't do.
No, I am.
You're going to beat them?
Oh. Yeah. But there's guidelines to the beating.
It ain't going
to
go on for too long.
If you've put yourself or somebody else in danger, beatings.
But do you think beatings work?
No.
I don't think it works.
No, but...
Some beatings, I didn't do it again.
I think sometimes that there's still a fear of...
Getting beaten.
And like maybe with small things. So like for example, say like you're about to do something or you're in the process of doing something, yo, don't do that otherwise.
I'll beat you.
Yeah. And when you've been beaten, I was beaten badly when I was like, I was beaten. And
but how does the beatings work though?
Like certain things it works, like other things I think I can get away with it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it does work, and it works to a point when you realise that you're stronger than the beater.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. Me and my brother, we started laughing at my mum. When I got to like 15, she was like, I can't hit these guys anymore because we're bigger than her.
Like my grandma used to beat me as well, and I remember one day, like she was beating me, and then I was like,
started giggling.
I was like, yeah, like you lost it now.
Yeah.
Like you're weak. Like you're mad weak now.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna beat my kids.
You say that?
I'm not.
Genuine honest.
Huh?
What if you got a terror?
What, of a child?
Just a mad person. A madman or a mad girl.
He's always got the zoomies.
Just running, kicking shit. Shut up, dad.
Yeah.
Shut up, dad.
Yeah. At a christening.
See, I don't like public embarrassment.
Yeah, I would hate that. Running around as a moving mad.
I don't know. I think I'll probably do what used to affect me the most was when my mum used to take things away from me. Like my PlayStation.
Yeah.
Or the TV. The remote.
Oh, when you're on bang up.
That's when I'll be like, I'll be in solitary confinement in my room.
That, I'm creative, so I'll entertain myself if there's nothing in my room. I'll...
Do what?
To make a castle.
Yeah.
Build things. Yeah.
Castle out of veggies. You definitely made it. A castle out of veggies.
You entertain yourself. Like, you can take all my things away, but that's fine. Like, I'll just entertain myself. Like, yeah, I'll just entertain myself.
What about you?
What, my question?
No, he's asked what something, wouldn't he?
Yeah, would I beat kids?
No, he said what you wouldn't do.
I wouldn't do?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, you know. I'm not actually sure.
Yeah, I think the beating one is something. So you're going to beat your kids?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
You're going to sweat them out?
So if you're like me, I have to beat
them. Do you know, yeah, that's if...
Or if they're similar to you lot.
And if you're putting yourself or other people in danger, you have to get beaten. So you realise the severity of the situation. If it's like minor things like, I don't know, you've broken something or like you're misbehaving or you're not listening, I'm not going to beat you for that. That's unnecessary.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, say if like they hit someone at school.
You're going to beat them for that?
Not in front of everybody.
But just quietly?
I just be like, you can't hit people. Like, it's not nice being hit, is it?
Okay.
I've been beaten in front of the head teacher one time. I remember and I couldn't believe it. Like,
that was your auntie, innit?
Yeah, my auntie boxed me in front of the head.
Ooh.
Yeah, like I couldn't believe it.
In your face?
Yeah, in my face.
What did the teacher say?
Like he was just shocked. I think he regathered his papers. Like he just like I couldn't believe it.
Was he snitch?
What, on who?
Your auntie.
He couldn't. No, she would have boxed him as well.
Just boxed him for him. How would you answer your own question then?
I wouldn't tell my child that I'm going to pick him up and not come.
Oh, that's sad.
Sad, man.
That's sad. Oh, my days. That's dark.
Do you how bad though.
That's dark.
Shut up, fuck it.
Wait.
Because if you play, that's the.
I'm sure there's some sort of.
That's breaking a law. That must be illegal.
That's what?
Or some sort of trauma.
No, Jordan's gone through a madness. Even the way how we said it as well. He said, I'm not going to tell my kid that I'm going to pick them up and don't come. So wait, that's...
I can just see myself at the window.
Oh. That's sad, man.
That's not even... I'm just sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
It's not even funny. Because that's darkness.
Sad.
Like, he's still coming.
Sad.
He's still coming.
Okay. Go, like, go make a drink.
Like, you see, my dad, yeah? My dad is the example of a typical Jamaican man.
But he just wouldn't come.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what you see now.
No, that's funny.
I don't fuck with my dad.
Mm, yeah.
Like, I see him on the street and drive past him.
If that's...
Because you remember those things.
Bro, there was a time, yeah, when he came to my mum's house once. And he ran the door, but I went downstairs, I looked through the peephole, and I turned back round.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I was, like, old enough to say, I'm done with you,
yeah.
Then, bro, that's been it. Like, that's been it.
So you're basically going to be the opposite of your dad,
then? Yeah. Like, he has actually, like, inspired me of what not to be like.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I wouldn't want my kids to look at me like how I look at him.
Yeah, he's fucked up.
He's fucked up. Like, he's worse, like.
Yeah. Leave, sending your kid, you're going to come and get them and don't.
You're joking. It's unnecessary.
No, it's not even funny.
It's just unnecessary.
No, because that, you see that there, that cuts deep, you know. I've dealt with a woman that had that same thing. And I remember one time I said, I'm going to go pick her up. And I didn't. She started crying. And I was like, bro, I can't be that bad. She was like, my dad used to do this to me all the time. Are you just like my dad then? Yeah. You're going to let me down? I was like, what? So it's people hold on to those things for a long time. Yeah, but
there's ways how to do it though. Because even for me, like, I feel like now, that's why I feel like I'm a man of my word. So like, if I say I'm going to do something, I always make sure that I do it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I hear it.
Because I'm not on saying, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then I don't do it. Like,
just because you know how bad it feels for the other person.
Yeah. No, I agree. I feel the same, you know, because my dad would say certain things and it wouldn't happen.
Materialize.
As sad as it is as well, yeah, I have a lot of friends that have gone through the same thing where their dads just weren't doing...
Enough.
Yeah, enough. Like, and you know when kids always have hope? Like,
yeah.
Even one of my brethren, I think that's... mad, but it was his birthday, innit? He thought his dad was going to pick him up.
Oh.
I remember by the window all day.
Oh.
Like, man. All day. Like, for his birthday as well, I thought, oh, this is mad.
And you know what, yeah? I actually rate my mum, because my mum, like, from young, tried to make me have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
But then...
And she didn't really need to.
Yeah. And then she as soon trying. As I got older, I was like, nah, mum, like, I'm done.
It's over.
And even now, like, as I'm... older now, like he has tried again, and I'm just like, no.
You're not
like,
really interested.
Yeah, like, I'm done that. Like.
Have you not ever had, like, full-blown arguments with your dad?
Yeah. I was going to punch up my dad in the street one time. That was the last time I saw him, like. That was the last time, like. But my little brother was there, so I was just like, no. Like,
I'm going to allow you today.
Yeah.
Not full-blown arguments, but we've had issues. But I give my dad grace, though. Yeah, I give him grace. I give him grace because I know that he's trying.
Yeah.
He's trying. He's not perfect, but he's trying. So when you know that someone's trying, but it's when you know that they're not trying, that's when you're like, oh, fuck you.
That's what I need to work on, you know.
What? Giving grace.
Grace. Yep. I saw it on the internet. Someone said, like, it's their first time going through life as well, so... Give some people grace. Give your parents grace. Certain things is just unacceptable.
I'm like, if someone does something to me, yeah,
you hold on to it.
I hold on to that. It's so hard for me to shake that off. Like if someone wrongs me, I'm like, I just can't let it go. I'll be in my car driving.
Going mad about it.
Bro, I'll be in the car driving, it's just me, and I'll be like, this is mad. Like,
just got that grudge in you.
No. But I need to work on that still. That's a me problem.
I think I've had like... Nah, to
read some books or something, I can pray.
I've had a couple arguments. with my dad, but there's like one big argument where someone like, oh, don't talk to me. I thought, what did I say? Yeah, no, I was like, I was shouting basically, oh, don't talk to me, don't message my mom, don't, just really not people, don't chat to me, don't chat to them. Just, maybe like a couple of days later, they've all said, oh yeah, like, we spoke to your dad the other day. Mm. And then I think it was my girl said to me, she's like, you expected your dad that knew all these people before
yeah,
he was
to
alive,
stop, to stop talking to,
to his ex-wife, his sister. His, I was just like, you know what, fair enough. But yeah, you have to give people grace sometimes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh, that was it. Is there a kind way to tell your friend he's dating the wrong person?
Yeah.
Depends
how close. There's a window as well.
What, of when they first start?
Yeah, so, like, for example, say, like, a friend of ours was drinking a woman that's been in the streets.
Yeah.
There's a window where you can say, I don't think that this woman is good for you because
she's a with
da, 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 da.
Yeah.
But then once it gets past a certain stage,
you just have to accept
it's
it.
Like, okay, do you know what? This is how it's going to be now. So,
yeah. You just have to accept
it. You have to say it early doors.
Yeah. Have you ever had to do that?
Yeah.
But you just kind of accept it after.
That's just...
Yeah, you just accept it.
Like some people accept it, others don't.
I remember I was saying to Jordan, hey, there's one girl that I'm interested in, yeah. I think she's nice. She's from the ends. Jordan's like, yeah, she's calm. Blah, she went this school. I was like, okay, cool. Lo and behold, I asked my next friend.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, yeah, me and her done a little trees. I said,
trees as in smoke weed?
Yeah. Smoking weed.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe, I was horrified. I said, Jordan gave me the wrong info.
No, but the thing is though, yeah, but that happened outside the London, yeah?
No, it happened.
I've only got London knowledge.
No, it was in London.
I'm not Luton based.
It was in London. No, it was in London.
I don't have a Luton office.
It was in London. I couldn't believe it. I was horrified. I said, oh my days.
My criminal records brewery is only based in London. I have no Luton office.
The crime was committed in Croydon. So, but I feel like to answer that, I definitely think you can say it, but it's down to the person whether they take your advice. I'm sure you've been there.
Yeah.
There's been times where you've used me as a case study.
Yeah, that
news, man. Let's go into the news.
All right, cue the music. And we're back here to the streets news. Live scenes from a British Airways flight as they're experiencing extreme turbulence.
It's not coming up, by the way.
Hold on, let me.
Oh, God. What's that man doing else?
You can only see it, innit?
Oh, that's swimmer.
Yeah.
Why this is mad is because the seatbelt sign should be on.
It goes on for a while, but
so yeah. He's decided to break out into prayer because of turbulence. That's Jordan.
That's a flight to Jamaica.
No, because let me not lie. You see, I'm not even lying. Yeah, you know, turbulence is the closest thing that I feel to death, innit?
Yeah, turbulence is mad.
Like, I'm not even like, but you ain't had the kind of turbulence I've had feeling. I've had turbulence, bro. Like like lights flickering, turbulence. Like, you ain't had that.
So turbulence to the point where you think you're gonna die? 100%.
So anytime I feel the plane dropping out the sky, because that's what turbulence is. Yeah, the plane is falling out of the sky. Yeah, and then it's regaining itself again.
No, so you've had that.
Yes,
and that.
Yes. And I've been sat by the window, and I will never forget, yeah, the worst time, I was coming back from Switzerland, yeah, I was on my own, and I was flying over, like, snowy mountains, yeah?
Yeah.
And the plane is literally going, zoom, 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 yeah? I'm looking out of the window, and there's nothing but snowy mountains.
So you think if it crashes?
I said, if the plane crashes, I'm like, I won't even make it by the time that they come and rescue whatever's left of me. I'll die out there. Turbulence is no joke. You ain't had no turbulence like that.
Not to the point where I need to be standing up and doing a prayer sermon. So you think what he's doing? You joined in. Did that plane land safely?
Yeah, because of his prayer.
It landed safely, to be fair. I would actually join him because turbulence is genuinely mad.
So have you had bad turbulence before as well?
Yeah, I flew in a storm to LA and bro.
What was it like?
Like, you're not in control of the situation and the plane just goes. Like.
How bad though?
There's a grown ass man sitting next to me, gripsing off the chair and screaming. He's like grown, like,
So everyone's scared.
Like, I can't, bro. I went silent. Like, I just went silent. I couldn't speak. I just thought, no, this might be it. Bear in mind, yeah, when I took, it was from Heathrow. They canceled because I was meant to go out there with three other people.
Yeah.
They canceled their flight because they was going at a later time. I was the only one going in the morning.
Yeah.
Every other flight I was pretty much seeing going out of Heathrow that day got canceled except for mine. So that's just adding to my fear. It's just like, you idiot. It's the only plane that's going out and you decided to get on it. There's a storm outside.
You jumped on the plane that's going to crash.
Yeah. I just thought, oh. Like.
No, but that's how I think. I swear, bro, Phil, you see turbulence, yeah? Turbulence will have your mind in a mad... And then, like, you'll think about more things that's happening. So I remember, yeah, as the turbulence was happening, yeah, they were giving out drinks.
Mm.
Yeah. So they're giving out drinks and then the turbulence starts, yeah. And then the woman's trying to firm it, yeah, but the car is just clanging. Yeah. Then the pilot Then the pilot goes, cabin crew, return to your seats immediately.
Oh rah. That's scary.
Bro, that's skip feel. That's scary. Bro, when the plane is falling out of the sky, yeah?
Yeah.
And the cabin crew, yeah, is holding onto the drinks thing like a motorbike, yeah? And then the pilot tells the cabin crew to take your seats immediately. In my head, that means take your seats immediately, put your seatbelt on, and be prepared
for impact. Brace for impact.
Yes,
and I don't want you to go through it, but I feel like you have to go through it.
Yeah, you have to go through it to know
how bad it is.
Yeah, how bad it is. Because there was even like I went to Greece. And we were flying back with EasyJet and I couldn't get a seat next to my girl on the way back because, you know, sometimes you can't be bothered to choose a seat or whatever. So she's sitting like a few rows behind me, but we both got aisle seats. Turbulence is mad. Like bear babies crying, again, like can all staff like take their seat and going up, down. The plane just feel like you can't even sit still. Like that's how rough it is. It got to a point that I was so scared. Yeah, like, I've just leant like in the aisle and just looked back at her and just said like this.
You think it's a joke? I swear down, yeah?
Like,
bro.
This is it for us.
Well, see you on the other side.
Alright, how about you? I'm not even lying, yeah? I swear down, yeah? If I'm lying, may God strike me down now, yeah? I'm on a plane, yeah? I'm flying back the other day, yeah? And there was light turbulence, yeah?
Light.
No lie, I was going to go to the group chats and be like, yo, my name... The plane's about to crash. Like love.
So light.
I was gonna go into your family chat. I was gonna go into the family chat. And then, just in case, yeah, I was gonna put the phone on record, like
to record your last moments.
Yeah, like I was gonna.
Oh, so you can send it.
Yeah, like, bro, it's that mad, bro. Trust me, turbulence will have you thinking that it's that like you're done.
It sounds like you're not being a bit dramatic.
I swear to God, I don't even like flying.
In the comments,
trust
please.
Me.
Like,
no, exactly.
You had no mad turbulence.
For else to turn around an hour ago.
No, but I hear him, bro.
I'm about to die on an EasyJet flight. No,
we're going to die
going over space.
And I love you.
And do you know what's so mad, yeah? And you know what's so mad, yeah? You see with like plane crashes, yeah? Bro, think about it, yeah?
No one survives.
If the plane goes in water, yeah? Like, they're not finding you, yeah? Or if they find you, your body's it's done.
Incinerated.
Yeah. If the plane crashes on land, it's up in smoke and flames. You're burst.
Isn't water the safest one?
Yes.
But if it's deep water.
Yeah, but they got the parachute, isn't it?
The parachute.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to get on the plane. You see if there's a parachute on the plane.
There's a lifeguard.
He came here by boat.
Lifeguard.
He thinks the plane. He thinks the plane's got a lifeguard.
Lifeguard.
What's that
thing called?
Life jacket.
Life jacket.
I said a lifeguard. You know.
That's funny. This ain't even news. I just need Jordan to break down what's happening here. I can't really understand.
Is he good, yeah?
What's that? I know what he's doing. I know what's going on there. It's obvious. He's filming them and they don't want to be filmed.
Is that it?
You can hear what he's doing.
I just heard Mother Scunt.
Move your camera. Move your camera.
I didn't hear the camera. Mother Scunt is basically like suck your mother.
Okay. Alright. Yeah.
It's like wanker. It's the equivalent of like wanker. Like suck your mother. Like cunt.
What's the comment saying?
But he's filming without their permission.
Why didn't you fight back?
No, but he shouldn't be filming them without their permission.
And I'll be honest, if I'm filming someone and someone slaps me, that video is being deleted. As soon as my head turns back, it's turning straight back. It's turning straight back into the phone. And that's it.
Yeah, quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thank you for your time.
It's true.
You can't fight back, though.
Bro. Nah, I'm not getting slapped back. That was hard.
No, but he's in the next country. That was hard, bro. So if the whole village can just come out and just...
I ain't trust me, bro.
Oh.
Bro, if I'm filming someone slaps me, unless I'm slapping someone back, even if I slap someone and then cut it off, like whatever happens after that happens, like. but that video is not ending with me being slapped.
Yeah,
it's insane.
It's crazy.
Someone in the comments said he just wanted to go to the market. So
yeah, but he shouldn't be filming them though. Yeah, he's done. He's doing wrong.
It's been a slow news week, but last piece of news is they're planning on getting rid of free travel passes for old people.
Why?
Government, isn't it? Freedom pass is gonna go. That's what they're planning. Yeah,
that's mad.
Yeah, that's mad.
Wait, but they need it.
Yeah, 100% they need it.
Yeah. They're gonna scrap it for old people. Yeah. So what they're gonna have to pay?
Yeah, but I think what else do old people have to do except for just potter around? You know, the post office, market. Butchers.
They probably clocked you. I reckon you see when they changed the thing to the buses. Yeah, when you can get on that. Like, is it like 3 buses in an hour?
I don't know.
I think when they changed that, they probably lost millions. So
what was it before?
I don't
need to get it back because I think like time ago, on an Oyster card, every time that you got on a bus, you would have to pay.
Yeah.
But then they changed it, I think, to maybe like...
I think it's unlimited. You can go on as many buses as you want for an hour.
For an hour, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So you think they've lost money doing that?
Yeah, definitely. They've definitely lost money. Because think about it. Say that you go from... Well, for me to go to school, that's 2 buses.
Yeah.
So, like, somebody doing, like, that journey, like you're going to lose millions. Like, if there's millions of people doing that, you're gonna
I think they're kind of crooks anyway. Yeah, 100%. I can't be letting old people have to pay.
I think that's bad, man.
Because they ain't got much of their pension as it is.
Yeah, like, I ain't got much to do and now you're charging me. Because it's like, say if you want to go travel into London and back, not to say that old people are always doing that, but it's like minimum £10.
Yeah, that's it. That's going to kill them.
Like, I think it's bang out of order still. But that's been Ear to the Streets News. We'll catch you again next week.
Have you not seen what Trump done?
I don't really understand what the Venezuelan president done.
What did he do?
So I know there's oil in Venezuela and they sell it to Russia. And I think America don't like that.
So because Russia and Venezuela got a business-to-business relationship.
And I don't think basically they're trying to cut off Putin or something like that.
But you know, like, let Venezuela...
Because I feel like I'm just chatting out my
But
ass.
You know, like, Venezuela is mad poor, innit? Like, you know, like, their currency isn't worth much.
Nothing, yeah.
Like, it's worth nothing, like...
So it's going to affect them even worse?
Yeah. Oh, like, no, but this might be good. It might be good in some way. But I feel like it's got something to do with the oil, though. Why?
He's doing
Because Trump came, kidnapped the president and his wife.
Has he kidnapped him?
Yeah.
But what's his wife got to do with it?
Some of them are happy as well. Like, yeah, yeah, celebrating
yeah.
What, the vice president. They've nabbed him.
Bro, the vice president. Like,
who's the president? The other president. Who's the prime minister here?
Oh, yeah.
No.
President
Jeremy Corbyn.
That's not our prime minister, Jordan.
Honestly, I tampered.
No, Sadiq Khan's mayor.
Keir Starmer.
Imagine if like someone just kidnapped Keir Starmer.
Yeah, a lot of people would be happy. Yeah. A lot of people would be delighted.
Yeah, but he's not doing like a mad thing. Like.
So wait, why did they take him? Where is he?
Oh, and Venezuela sell oil to China, and you know Trump doesn't like China.
So wait, is the Venezuelan president in America now?
Yeah, I think so.
Or he's just in a cell, just.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him in a
night tech. Yeah, I thought that was a banter thing.
So now even now I'm hearing that that the president of Russia and China are gonna join forces with Venezuela and fight Trump.
So that he wants to do a little world war thing. Though,
but yeah. But what I need is for England to just stay out of it.
They're not.
You know they can't, man. They're always.
If America goes to war, we go to war as well.
We'll be wiped out quickly.
I'm not on it.
One bomb, done.
What's that country with the peak bomb? Is it North Korea?
Yeah.
They have one bomb that can take up. They could end like the whole world right now if they want to.
I don't think they can, though.
No, I probably can, man.
I think it's scare tactics.
No.
Trust me, like from the wars back then, the technology has to now, we got AI doing
your work. Those Asians, bro, they know
people what they're doing. People with money, I feel like they're mad as well. Mm-hmm. If you had money, you would be a madman.
Why?
UK is one of the countries, you can click a button and we're gone.
Yeah, easily.
What, the whole world?
We're an island.
I think some places might survive, like France, there might be like a little border that hasn't got hit, but UK, we're done.
Now, we're so small, you know, we're tiny, we're done. And we're in London.
Yeah. That's where it's the
first point of attack for you.
And then they're trying to get around. Like,
first point of attack, London, we'll be done.
Hopefully they go for like a scum football somewhere first.
No, it'll be city centre.
It'll be London.
Westminster.
It'll be Westfields. We'll be done, trust me.
But yeah, so we're saying today, we're going to talk about stories where our parents made a bad decision for us. Is that right?
Yeah.
So a bad decision our parents have done for us that we can remember.
Just to say, you know, while we was discussing this topic, I did suggest, you know, a time when our parents made a good decision.
Yeah. but no one wants to hear that.
But Phil wanted to...
Yeah, it's got to be bad.
You know?
Just for the record, my mum's made many great decisions for me. And
same,
I love you.
So
I love you with all my heart.
Yeah, I love my mum.
So are you like one kind of people?
I'm so grateful for
Nah, mine's not even a story, like she's made a bad decision. I just done something and she's holding a grudge to this day. We had an argument about it literally like a couple of days ago.
Go on then.
So when I finished school, you know when you have to apply for like different colleges and sixth forms and stuff like that? I wanted to go to Merton College. It might be called... What's it called now?
They changed the name?
Yeah, it's not called Merton College anymore. Something else. But yeah, I think it's called South Thames now, something like that. But yeah, I wanted to go to Merton College. Just, why did I want to go there? I can't remember.
Your brethren probably.
A couple of them, but not all of them, because all of my brethren went Kingston and
Richmond
and stuff. But I wanted to go to Merton, but I think like three of my core friends went Merton. So cool. I've applied for there. They're not the best college. Like it's
quite low
down. It's quite low down. A lot of gang activity. A lot of yeah. There's a lot of things that go on there, innit? I also applied for Dunraven sixth form. You had to do like a test for them, which I passed. And there was a couple other sixth forms that I passed, but I just weren't on it. Like I just didn't want to go. But because my mum was so well, you don't know what my mum's like. She's just like, why would you choose to go to
a rubbish college
full of thugs. Criminals and thugs and this, that and the third. It got to a point where she said, like, are you in a gang? Like, are you going to join them over in Merton?
Oh, your mum thought it was a gang thing.
Yeah, she thought, like, I'm going there. She, like, she even asked me, said, like,
are you cripping? Are you cripping? Else, let me know. Are you cripping? Can you imagine Else what?
She's like, you're not safe there. I said, no, like, I can, like, I'm not in a gang. I can go where I want. But like, we went back and forth so many times about it. I actually ended up started going to Dunraven. Yeah, going Dunraven. I went there for like 2 days, and I'm just sitting there. I'm sitting there in the class. I'm just looking around.
This is it.
And it's childish now that I think about it. Yeah. These guys are washed.
Oh, you thought everyone in there was just washed?
I just thought, these men are washed. Like, I was even making jokes in class. Everyone's serious about this. So I just said, I just got up and I left.
Or you just walked out?
I left. I just can't. I just left. And then I went, because I had enrolled and everything to Merton. I just went there.
What, so you had the card already?
Yeah. I enrolled. Like, I did the whole process.
But you just went and started at Dunraven?
Yeah, I just left that. I think maybe the lesson was on like a Tuesday. By like lunchtime, I just left. And then I went to Merton.
Did you not tell your mum?
No, I didn't tell her. I just said, I'm cutting. Like, I'm
so you just one day just left?
Right. You know what? Just put it back in. You can't walk out.
I just got the 118 straight to Morden. And then...
Elsie's jokes.
I've gone back home that day. Mum's like, oh, like, how's thing?
Yeah.
I said, I didn't go. She went ballistic. I said, what do you mean you didn't go? Then the next day she's called the college or the sixth form and said, he's coming back.
Oh, he's...
Yeah, and it was like a... I think it was like a blackhead mouth. I wish I remembered his name. But yeah, like, he's coming back. She's just like, he did like very well in the entrance exam. Like, on this occasion, we don't usually let things like this happen. Like, if you leave, you leave. Like, we've got a zero tolerance policy. All of that jargon or bullshit that they say. He said, don't you worry. He's going to be there 9 a.m. Of course, 9 a.m, I left the house. I said, yeah, I'm going. I went Merton.
You swear back to Merton. How did it end, though?
And you know what's so jokes, yeah? Where Els lives,
yeah.
The colleges are in two different.
So he's going to make a decision.
Yeah, yeah.
Left or right? Els just getting right every time.
109 or 118. But, yeah. So I came back, I said, like, I'm going, like, there's nothing you can do to stop me from going there.
Yeah.
She's gone ballistic, shouting. She's like, you're living under my roof, you're not paying no bills. Oh, she's going on and on and on and on. She said, you're going to be a gang member, you're going to end up in jail. You know when they
say in jail?
You know when, like, I don't know if your mums do the same thing, they start listing off, like, either, like, family members or friends that aren't doing too well for us. You're going to end up like, yeah, go on then, ruin your life, ruin it. Bear in mind, then she's on the phone to my grandma as well. And I was like, every minute is my grandma just in the back saying, well.
So did she just finally accept you at Merton then, eventually?
Do you know what? Funny, my grandma's, like, calmed her down. This is the first time she's ever calmed her down. Normally, she'd just watch her go off a ledge and just carry on shouting at me. She's like, that's a grown boy.
Yeah, he wants to go there.
I said, you can't stop him. Like, you actually can't stop him.
It's not that bad, though, is it? Because you're going to one...
She brings it up to this day.
What, that you went to Merton?
She said, you could have been flying high. Could have had great A-levels. Because I didn't actually do well in my A-levels. You just went there and was mucking about. I said, I still went uni. I got a good job. I got my own house. And yeah, stuff like that. It's not. She still brings it up to this day.
I've got a similar story here where my mum. Well, when I finished primary school, I wanted to go to Stanley Tech.
Okay, because your bedrooms were there.
Yeah, like, that's, I had loads of friends bedrooms at Stanley. Like, I had bare friends.
Yeah, that's Stanley, not, a, it's like, not a great start.
Oh wait, for people that don't know what kind of school Stanley Tech is, I think the closest thing to maybe like Waterloo Road.
Just Waterloo.
Boys, basically. There's no girls in Stanley Tech.
And it was so close to my house. Like, it was mad close. So,
up the road, isn't it? Distance, up the hill, isn't it?
Yeah. So I was like, yo, mum, like, I got loads of friends here, like, Adrian was going there.
Loads of people.
I was like, yo, like,
yeah.
Like, me and Adrian. And then my mum was like, no, like, you're going Selton with Javan and Wolf. Pissed.
But it's farther, isn't it?
Yeah, bro. But what I used to do is I would go to Nord High Street on the morning sometimes.
Just to meet.
And just chill with all the Stanley lot and get the 1:30 to school.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I was pissed still. I was pissed.
Well, I think parents don't realise that you want to be with your friends. more than education.
But that's a good decision. One,
who knows where you would end up?
All boys school as well.
It would have been mad.
Yeah, you know, it's mad. So yeah, so thank God I went to Selsdon. But to be fair, Selsdon, it turned out to be the worst school in Greater London. after Selsdon closed down.
So she made the wrong decision. Down.
But yeah.
But yeah, going back to the original, I'll say my story. I'll say the worst decision that my parents made. I think it was my dad for me. So I remember I was like 17. Just about to turn 18. And you know, back in the day, like, man will go, like, first time man's going raving.
Mm.
And I remember one time I was in my room and I was getting ready, innit? And my dad was like, well, I feel like, where you going? Kind of thing, because it was late. I was like, oh, I'm going to a rave. He was like, rave? Well, you're raving? What, first time? I was like, yeah, going to one rave, linking the man them. So, all right. He was like, so what are you wearing? I was like, I'm not really sure yet, but I'll work something out. But he's like, no, but if you're going raving, obviously you're going to need to wear the right kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, but what do you mean by the right kind of stuff? He's like, come downstairs in my room and I'm going to put on a little outfit for you. So I thought, all right.
Whoa.
He's going to put on an outfit.
Come downstairs in my room and I'm going to put on an outfit for you.
That was mental.
No, mental. Not for...
What kind of household is this?
Yeah. No.
What you said was mental, but I understood what
you're trying to say. He's putting on an outfit for me, as in, like, I'm going to...
No, come on.
Children, man.
He's putting, he's putting together an outfit
for me.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've come downstairs. I'm a little bit sceptical. He's like, look. He's like, but you know, I can see the excitement in his face. So I felt like I need to give him the opportunity to show me what he can obviously prepare.
Yeah.
So when I knew it kicked off on a bad foot, he brought out brown shoes.
Oh. Yeah.
What, brown? But he's polishing them. Yeah. Brown shoes.
Wait, where are you going?
Raving.
No, but where, like, what rave? Like, what's...
It was one rave up in, like, Red Hill. One of those raves that it was like...
What, liquid?
It was, no, but it wasn't even a liquid thing. It was like, you know the ones where everyone used to go? It would be like Gaza versus Gully.
Oh, yeah.
Them kind of ones.
Yeah, you don't need brown shoes for Gaza versus Gully.
Brown shoes, yeah.
Looking like a doorman.
He said, you need to get a little bit of colour. So what are we going to do? A nice pink shirt. Yeah, so he's put a pink shirt, brown shoes, yeah?
Yeah.
He's like, he's put his jeans next on near my thigh, saying, but it was too long for me, innit? But he said, if you just roll it up at the bottom. So he's put that on, he said, put that on. But obviously at the same time, like, oh, I don't think this is gonna work. He's like, no, just trust me, I've been raving. Yeah,
I've been to Porky's. I've been in Porky's.
I've pulled.
Porky's is 40 plus.
I pulled in Porky's. Been in Porky's.
That's literally how he was saying. He said, I've pulled. He said, this is your chance to actually listen. So I was like, all right, let me just hear what he's got to say. He's like, right, put on clothes. He's giving me Jean Paul Gaultier.
Yeah.
It's a grown man clothes.
That's a grown man
clothes. I mean, I'm young, you know. Jean Paul Gaultier, brown shoes, his jeans, yeah, and a pink shirt. And he said, right, to finish it off, I'm going to put on a nice little blazer.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing it now, yeah, and I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, I'm finished. Because if I step to the rave like this,
Gully versus Gully,
I'm done.
Shirt, blazer,
like, I might get shot just on entry.
I feel like they'll just let you in though.
No,
like,
put,
like, yeah, you work, yeah, in the building. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, like,
or building management.
Yeah. You might be a manager.
No, but I was young at the time, so I was skinny. So everything that was just baggy. Everything was just baggy. So I remember I've left the house now, but the thing is that I can see him looking out the window, but proud. Like, he looks so proud. But all you can hear is, as I'm walking down the road, bruv, I ran to my mum's, yeah? I ran to my mum's and I said, nah. When my mum saw me, she started busting up. She said, Colin's mad. Is that how Colin's dressing?
No, but do you know what's so mad though, yeah? I can't blame your dad.
What do you mean?
Because that's how you dressed.
What do you mean? Like, not at 16. Not at 16.
No, but 16. That's how you dress your style. Like, and that was actually your style.
No,
like, for example, yeah, your dad wouldn't just, like, go to his cupboard and think, okay, let me not give him a nice T-shirt, jeans and trainers.
No, because Fionn
don't wear that stuff.
No, but this not don't wear
any of that crap.
No, you're
Fionn likes shoes, shirt and a blazer.
That was later on.
Because that's how you used to dress. All through your late teens.
Later on.
20s.
No, I'm sure like shubs, like a couple of shubs that we used to go to.
I never wore shoes.
Not shoes, but you'd have like a cardigan.
Everyone did though.
Or a turtleneck, like a turtleneck.
No, but that was later.
Like, when we're wearing tees, you're wearing turtlenecks.
That was later.
When we're wearing trainers, you're wearing shoes.
In a cardigan one time in the dance. That's the only thing that I just,
Yeah, but back in the day, cardigans were accepted.
And like when we're wearing trainers, to go out.
It depends on what kind of thing.
You're wearing like work shoes. Like,
not work
like,
shoes.
Like shoes. Like.
Yeah, but that was later.
So you can't blame your dad because your dad knew what you're into. Bro.
No, but.
So you did it based on your stuff.
Yeah, bro, you can't blame your dad, bro. You can't blame him.
No. It was when I say to you, I think I've even got a picture of what he was trying to do. Because there's been another time where I went to his friend's wedding. Yeah, and he dressed me and he made me wear a similar kind of outfit.
What's the picture that's in your mum's house of you in a pinstripe suit?
That was prom.
Fucking hilarious.
See, cool. So prom, yeah? That's how you was wearing. That's how you were stepping. You've been stepping at
Eritrean Mafia.
No. But yeah, it was just my dad tried to dress me up like a man in the mafia. Like I was like, you know, the Bugsy Malone film.
Yeah.
Like that. I just need the feather in the hat. Like the mask.
You would look mad. Even getting on the bus, I would have laughed at you.
Just drowning in the blazer.
Yeah. What about you?
I remember one time, when I was younger, I was growing my hair for a bit, in school. I was growing my hair.
That must have looked horrible.
I had like a little biff. And it got to the point,
Jordan with hair, I can't imagine that.
And it got to the point, where it could cane, bro. Yeah.
What, that's how high it was?
Yeah, it was long. Like, in school, bro, I had like a
proper afro.
Biff, an afro.
Tiny Vex Man type.
Yeah.
There's a picture of it.
Yeah. So then obviously, I had the biff, and then it got to a stage where I could have, where it was ready to up to that cane roll.
Yeah, it was at that length.
Yeah, and then my mum, like cane rolled my hair for me. Yeah.
Is she a hairdresser?
No.
She got the.
No. But my hair wasn't like mad long enough where it like, so it was mad. So I think like. I had like half from the front to here.
And then
the back went down and then stopped a little bit. Yeah, and my mum was like, "No, like it's calm, so it's calm, like it's nice."
Neck back.
Yeah, stopped to the neck. Neck back. Yeah. And my mum was like, "No, like it's calm, like." But obviously, me, bro, I'm at the worst school in Croydon.
Yeah. With neck back cameras.
With neck back cameras, like so, bro, so. I remember like she done it on the night before and I went to bed and then but like you know like when it's done and then you wake up in the morning like you keep on going to the mirror like,
to look
to just look and assess like
how bad
is it calm
is this worth me am I gonna kill myself? I'm gonna roof myself
so in the end like I remember leaving for school and then like just being on the bus I just took it out.
But on the bus?
Yeah, I was probably.
Oh, so you didn't go through with it?
No.
Probably for the best, to be honest.
Yeah, I just took it out.
Yeah, so it was just like a wavy afro after.
And then from that, I said, this cable thing is just
not. It's not ready to cut off.
This is not for me.
I feel like, have you ever tried to grow your hair?
No, I've never tried to grow my hair, but this is something that my mum is a bad decision. So. I always had to go with my mum to like hairdressers. You know when like single parents, what you just have to follow your mum around where she's going. One of her closest friends owns a hairdresser's, and I'm there all day because even when she gets her hair done, they'll chat people's business, gossip, whatever. So I'm just there, and they always had like young, like hairdressers.
Yeah.
And
they would entertain me, basically. It's just, oh, come play some games or play Snake on my phone or whatever. I'm really showing our ages, but yeah, come play Snake on the phone, blah, blah, blah. Just, oh, you want me to do your hair?
What, the gamer?
Worse.
Bumps, China bumps.
No, it was worse than that. Worse than that. They wanted to texturize my hair.
What?
Obviously, my mum's just there. She's just chilling. She's just having
What, does she know that this is happening?
Yeah, but they're all her friends, and then they're like, it's like a really close knit, like family, like salon. Like it was in Streatham. Like it was really popular at our point. And one of the young, like,
where are they from? Like, is it Congolese?
Nah, these are like Jamaican ladies and that.
Oh, they want to texturize your hair.
Yeah. To a point, yeah, the shit was straight.
So they actually done it?
Bro, they, like, my mum let them.
Oh, they done it. They done it.
Your mum with a discount on her treatment.
They done me.
Like, yeah, just finish him off. Finish him off.
Like, they done me.
They texturized your hair.
Yeah, finish like, him off. He wants to go to Merton.
Yeah. Show him what Merton's about. Yeah. He thinks he's a bad man.
He thinks he's a gangster.
He thinks he's a gangster.
I was in I was in primary school.
Okay.
I was in primary school. This weren't like secondary school or whatever. But when I got older and I thought about it, I thought, you look nuts.
No, wait, like, texturizing your hair is mad.
Like, bear in mind, like, that's crazy. I'm probably like 7 or like six or seven, yeah. And luckily enough, I went to like a white primary school. It was predominantly white, so they don't really know what's going on. He's thinking, oh, he's just got a wacky hairstyle. He's just got a wacky hairstyle this week, bro. It was mad. And like the girls that the junior hairstylists at the salon, they were probably like 17, 18, like they're proper young. So having this kid in there running around or whatever, and they can just talk to him, run jokes with him, entertain. I was their entertainment.
Yeah, he was their puppet. That's mad. So you left and went to school with Tex Right Here.
Like, the shit was straight, bro. Like,
oh,
it was like,
no.
You know,
no,
like, but you know what's so mad?
Pat Williams.
Yeah.
Like, it was like that.
You see the Tex Right Here thing, it's a bump because it should be what it says on the, or how it looks on the box.
With the curly.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah, I remember when you
and
done
I
it.
I ended up like Cat Williams as well.
I remember when you done
but
it.
It's a bump. It's a bump. Like,
well, so how do you actually get it curly like that? Is there a formula?
I think it's a con.
No, but people, I've seen people.
Some people pull it off.
I think it's anti-black.
What?
I think it's anti-black. Yeah, when I really sat down and thought about it.
Yeah, it must be anti-black.
I don't think that I know one
black person that's done that and it's looked lynch.
Like, it's not, you shouldn't be doing it, bro. Like, it's like, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's anti-black.
Like, you want your hair a bit looser and a bit like, drops down like.
It's like, you're getting rid of
your afro features. Yeah.
Yeah,
like, you've got curly hair, not those type of curls. Just stick to
like, you're washing away all your pigments.
So what about when black women do it as well?
It's different though. That's like styling it and doing it. Yeah. I feel like as a black man, you shouldn't. Really,
you should never texturize your hair.
Think about the people that still do it to this day. And are they saying
the French man? Isn't it?
You see, look, Congolese man. Yeah,
yeah.
That is mad. You know, they put the
Yeah,
yeah,
like it's not.
Yeah, the
crumble.
Yeah,
sad.
Like, you know, so imagine
it's deep rooted, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not,
like you see.
This
like,
is why Marcus Garvey's my.
Like you see, like a. Hairstyle that a white person could have on a black person,
yeah,
it's not the same. Like imagine you, Fionn, with like a side part in here and then like a comb over like here and
that's
then
mental.
That's mental. Like, you're done.
Yeah,
like you're
that's
done.
What the French man do.
Like, a slave. You go there, you think it's a joke, but you'll see like that.
What did you say?
You look like a slave.
And that's where I think that's us wrapped up for today.
What slave do you know?
You've seen it in movies where the ones that are allowed in the big house and
the hairs, just trying to fit in.
You would look like
a head chef.
Now, fair enough. In the comments though, please do let us know if there was a time where your parents made a bad decision for you or a very good decision for you. Yeah, you know, it's not always about being negative and sad and living in poverty and stuff. Yeah, so please, in the comments, do let us know. Please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
I hope you like this ep. I hope that it was long enough for you guys this week. You know, we've all had a lot of things. Never.
That was a father.
Yeah, to deal with. You know, we got our first Coppo baby.
Baby, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Put hashtag congrats Els as well in the comments. Still.
Yes, please. Yeah, please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. I've been Jordy George. This has been the Coppo Show.
Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear, and the one you will come to see.
Till next time, people.
Peace.